Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
All right, praise God. Oh, my goodness, the news, the apocalyptic news is moving at, I mean, it's like watching paint dry. It's unbelievable. About 3 days ago, I talked to Sister Vera, I think it was, up in Ontario, and I said, so what's going on with the news? You know, just kind of get a heads up. Ooh, I got to change my little sign here to a different number. Anyway, she was like, nothing. You know, there's nothing going on. And I'm like going, oh, man. I mean, we know that we got a new, total new world order, WEF freak, definitely shape-shifting reptilian of some creepy kind that is doing, you know, the, what do they call it? It's not called the president of Canada. What is it called? The premier? Or what do they call the head of Canada? I don't know. I don't care. But anyway, so that was big news, and people were chattering about that back and forth. And, there was even some questions raised as who elected him. You know, it was clearly a case where the World Economic Forum had appointed him and said, oh, you're the man for the job. Go take over Canada. Do your thing. He's got like this. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. This is really just an underscore of the, how do I put this? It's an underscore of what we went through with, or what this country, Babylon the Great, has been going through now for many, many years, decades, in fact, and other countries. This country, Babylon the Great, has, been hegemony is the word that comes to mind, but everybody in the world, I mean, Russia, China, France, Belgium, you name it, pick your country, they will all, you know, say, I that the United States is the truth. You know, we are the world leaders in establishing major false flags, using the media through the CIA to manipulate people's mindset. Even Pearl Harbor was a setup. Having all the battleships in a row like that, sitting duck, never do it. Tactically, you would never do that. It was a setup. There were confirmed reports from a military base with one of their new radar systems on the Aleutian Islands, radioing, their command and letting them know that they had spotted Japanese fleet, you know, moving across the, what appeared to be the Japanese fleet moving across the ocean. They didn't do anything about it because they didn't want to. They wanted the war. They wanted it to happen the same way as they wanted 9/11 to happen, the same way as they wanted the Gulf of Tonkin event to happen, the same way as they wanted the the USS. It's hard to find it because the one where the Israel had attacked the skipping my mind. It's been a long weekend. But anyway, the attack, the false flag that occurred right off the coast of Israel. And probably better that I don't say the name of it, because nowadays they're starting to run podcasts, audio podcasts and things, sort of like what YouTube's been doing for a long time, through these little analyzers. Now, of course, fortified with AI, and they're looking for keywords and things like that. And, you know, then they zero in on you and make bad things happen. I'm sure by now you've heard about the reporter for Alex Jones, who was, I think, if I recall the details, although they were a little weird, because they, you know, sometimes you get all the details, but then you think you do, and then you find out that there was more to the story. And, well, anyway, so where it stopped with my head spinning over this guy was that supposedly he was shot in his front yard. Okay, so he was killed, and they're saying, and again, it could change. I mean, you know, whatever they say at 9 o'clock, give it an hour, and the whole story will change again. So the censorship is rampant, and I think, this guy was on a Ukrainian hit list, but that's what they're saying. We don't really know if we're being told the truth at any given time. And anybody who thinks that Twitter/X or whatever you want to call it has trustworthy data on it, I think you might want to reevaluate your position now. I'm pretty sure that Musk has jacked up the censorship to a level that, it is invisible. Okay, so it's one thing to kill a post, but it's another thing to kill a post so quickly and so quietly that nobody even knows that it was ever about to be posted. So when you get to that level of censorship where it is stealth and it is extremely fast, you don't see it. You don't know it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still some stuff that gets posted there that I think is risque in that sort of sense. But it's usually about things that are historical. You know, it goes back to even periods before the JFK, even into the 1800s, etc. And that, I don't think they really care much about censoring that. What they're really looking to censor nowadays is anything and everything to have to do with the Middle East. And we understand the tilted scales that are in place with the Synagogue of Satan and the Khazarians and the Chabad Lubavitch and all the other, you know, Kabbalistic. And Kabbalah is very, very powerful. A lot of people don't understand how very powerful Kabbalah is. We're talking about Satanism that makes the ones that astro project and stop prayers and do horrible things and go to people's houses in the middle of the night and kill them. It's worse than that. Okay, the Kabbalah is really, really satanic. I mean, on a level that it's many times a magnitude more powerful than any of the black magic type Satan serving things that they do in Africa. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to really get into detailed talking about that kind of stuff because it freaks me out. And I don't know. It's just an awful thing. So anyway, today there is not much news. So what that does is that puts me in a little, once again, always in a little bit of a jam. I don't want to chitter chatter, you know, and just sit here, blah, 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 like, you know, that kind of thing, and really project no useful information. And that gets hard because if I wait 3 days, I got nothing. If I wait 6 days, I might have a little something. And that's where I'm at kind of like right now, is I have a little something. Now, the blessing of the little something that I have today is that there are some testimonies I'm going to be playing. Oh, hold on a second. Got to flip a switch. There we go. If that little bitty silver switch isn't flipped, that means that when I try to play something for you, you won't be able to hear it. So anyway, I have some of those, and those will they'll be meaningful, and they will also take up a little bit of the time of the program. So anyway, I want to jump right in on it and hit it because it'll bring us up to the current moment, which is we are sitting in an idle state. Okay. So my analogy, not analogy, my metaphor. Now, would it be an analogy? Yeah, kind of. Would be, it would be very much like just kicking back in a nice luxury car with great air conditioning, your feet up. I mean, that's, the seats are so soft, and you're kind of taking a nap. You know that there's going to be a war in Iran. You know, it's been prophesied by Dr. David O. Rohr. It's been prophesied by many, many others, as a matter of fact. I just don't know them all. How could I? But we've been monitoring, Tribulation Now has been monitoring the monitoring these things for a very, very long time. All right, so praise God and thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I, as a matter of fact, these are some of the things that this program has been going over and over and over and over many, many times. Okay, so so for a little bit of a review, the Ukrainian war, the nuclear threats, we know all about that. We're diminishing down to a point right now where it's not quite at that tempo, but it really kind of is. It's just what's bubbling up to the surface and that we're actually hearing about. You got the Israel war, Iran, World War III, Middle East threats. That all of the countries that are surrounding Israel, just like what it says in Luke 21:20, okay, they're all up in arms. They're all upset, okay? They're are threats flying everywhere, and sometimes it's speaking with a forked tongue. Okay, you know, Erdogan of Turkey, boy, that guy, you can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth. He's almost as bad as some of the folks that we've been dealing with. But anyways, Trump indictment, presidential runs, that all that stuff is behind us. Thank God. Biden impeachment, all that's behind us. The Pizzagate stuff will never get nobody's going to go to jail. We already know that. Okay, we're going to cover that in somebody's testimony. We've got that FBI whistleblower testimonies about J6 false flag that were in front of the Congress. Nothing happened. Nobody was ever arrested. Not one person. The J6 false flag event. No, everybody knowing that it was an inside job. How many FBI agents were arrested? Not one. Why is Mayorkas free? Why is Bill Gates free? Why are any of these entities free? What's going on with Hillary Clinton, a 9-foot-tall Draco? Okay, folks, it's unbelievable. And people are, don't even get me going on the Epstein files. I mean, Pam Bondi can't spew. I mean, it's just like, and all she ever says is a bunch of double talk, gaslighting. Oh, this, that, and the other thing. I'm upset because I was given the wrong information. You know what? Everybody, you know what? People don't even talk about it on Twitter anymore. What you see on Twitter, which is the world's, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it is the world's most listened to, most read media worldwide right now. Now, and anyway, so there's nothing going to go forward, and people are coming right out and saying, if you think you're going to get any information from the, you know, the P. Diddy list or the Epstein list or whatever the case is, what they'll do is they'll have some sacrificial lambs, okay? They'll hold up a couple of examples, and they'll do bad things and throw them, you know, and all that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, they're the ones that need to be arrested, the ones that are funding it with untold millions, if not billions of dollars. And I'm not going to sit here and just make a big hit list, although I could, and so could just about everybody else, I think, at this point. But again, everything is still back in play. You know, the whole concept of eating bugs, you still got that. They're still putting bug stuff inside the food supplies. I could go on. That's a whole show. Right there's a whole show. The threats of a cyber blackout against the power grid, that's a whole show. Another pandemic coming, that's another whole show. 15-minute cities are being erected all over the world. It's amazing. That's another whole show. CBDCs have arose by another name, man. CBDC one day, and guess what? Bitcoin the next. It's all equals the same thing. It's an electronic representation of what used to be on paper. Not that the paper was worth anything, but the point is now they got their clammy little evil Simon Legrede hands right in your account. And they've come right out in Europe, in the European Union right now, and they've just told it like it is. Hey, everybody living in the European Union, I just wanted to let you know that we see war on the horizon with Russia, and we're going to take your money out of your bank. I hope you're okay with that. Well, you know what? Honestly, I don't care if you're okay with it. So Europe has been completely taken over by the the CBDCs at this point. They have not instituted a social score as of yet, but they have made it very, very clear that they're going to grab whatever money they want out of people's savings accounts. Therefore, they don't have, I don't think they have 401ks, but you know what I mean? Their retirement accounts, etc., their pensions. They're just going to take the money. Simple as that. They're just going to take it. They came right out and said so. So this is where we're heading here in the United States, Babylon the Great. This is not some golden age. Jesus operates worldwide. Okay. It's not about the United States. It has nothing to do. The United States of Babylon the Great is one of the two most judged countries in the world, Israel and America. They are judged in the Bible more horribly than any other countries in the world. And there's 195 major countries and 243 last check when you consider the island nations, etc. So anyway, but we have, hold on just a second and let me, I wanted to also go ahead and read some of these. So we're, We were looking for the removal of Trump, but now we're not. So we can kind of take that off of our list. It's a shocking, absolutely beyond words shocking that they let even Obama, who I'm going to stick with what my mother told me when I was 10 years old, that Obama is the Mac Daddy of all antichrists. He is the final one. That's where I'm going to stay. And you can call me names and whatever you want to do and disagree and say, no, I think it's Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. They're the prophet and the false prophet. And yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to stay the course. Too many people are fickle. You know, we can have thousands of visions and dreams and prophecies. I even have a screenshot of it. Says back when Obama was first elected president, they had done a poll. And I don't know who the they was. I could hunt for the next 40 minutes and find the actual snapshot of the poll. But it said that 25% of American citizens believe that Obama is the actual Antichrist. And that was back in like 2008. Or, you know, maybe just a little bit later. All right. So anyway, so thousands and thousands and thousands of people, really 25% of the United States, 350 million, that's millions. Now, granted, people are incredibly fickle. People that we brought on the radio show that pulled, you know, said, they did the translation thing where Jesus says that he saw it move like lightning across the sky. And then they went into the Greek and they said, oh, wow, this actually looks like Obama, you know. So anyway, people had written articles about it. People had showed up on radio shows about it. I've had at least 12 or more people. Some were pastors. That have come on the show to talk about how the Lord miraculously showed them in a supernatural way, that Obama was in fact the Antichrist. Now, some of them had predicted that Obama was going to be the last president. Okay, and you know, most of us got really into that concept. I did. Deeply, deeply into that concept. I thought for sure he was the last president. It just made sense. But then God did the Trump thing and he flipped things around, that calling audibles. And I think we're going to see more audibles get called. Okay? What that means is that whatever you do, please, in the name of Jesus, I beseech you, do not latch on to anything. At this point in time, it is highly likely that God is at war with Satan. And what that means is when you're at war, everything that you are absolutely positive is going to happen could be shifted, could be changed, called an audible. You're there. All the people on the football team know exactly what play they're going to run. They know exactly what play they're going to run. Hut, hut, And then all of a sudden, the quarterback turns his head and goes, 75, 25, out left, hut! And the play is instantaneously changed. Everybody's over here running toward the Ukraine. There's tanks and all kinds of things, and it's all Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. And the next thing you know, it's like, no Ukraine. No, we're not going to do anything in the Ukraine. We changed our mind. We're going to go down and war in South Sudan, which, by the way, is looking like it's getting imminent. Sudan was one of the countries that General Wesley Clark mentioned as the nine countries, or was it the nine? No, the five countries that were going to be taken over by the United States very quickly. And that goes all the way back to when, right after 9/11. I could play that bit, but I think by now everybody's heard it. So we've got a civil war that we're expecting to eventually occur in the United States. We'll have to wait. Martial law, United Nations troops, those were seen, in prophecies, dreams, and visions by a number of folks as well. Ken Peters, tribulation, that's what you type in YouTube, Ken Peters, tribulation. He saw them, and he saw the Humvees, and he was like, what is that? Because he'd never seen anything like it. That was back in the early 80s, I think he recorded that, praise God. Pacific Northwest tsunami, megaquake, a Cascadia subduction zone still has not happened. Okay, lots of rumbling out there. I get constant reports from a friend of mine, Jody, who lives out there, praise God. Also, a major power grid outage. Now, is that a cyber attack? Was X cyber attacked? I know there were, the internet was going up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. I mean, it was driving me nuts. I have, I'm a geek. I'm a major geek. And so Wi-Fi and me are like pals. I have this whole house. It's a 72 build house, so it's nothing special, but I'll tell you what, it is high tech, very high tech. Security, everything's Wi-Fi, security cameras, Wi-Fi, deadbolt on the front door, Wi-Fi, doorbell, a Wi-Fi ecosystem for, I don't even know when it gets cold outside. I just get out of bed. Thing automatically switches over to heat and changes it. I just get out of bed. It's a normal day. Then I open up the front door and I'm like, wow, what happened? It's like the day after tomorrow. So anyway, we've got more pandemics that are queued up. Of course, we got a report from prophecies, dreams, and visions that a cosmic object is going to hit the sun, causing a solar storm and major power grid outages. So is that what's going to happen instead of a cyber attack? I don't know. Okay, then it goes on. It says meteor showers causing major oil and gas fires all the way from Texas into the Virginias. So there you go. I mean, when's that going to happen? Is it going to happen? Has God changed the play? Has he called an audible? Has everything shifted? North Korea sinking of a United States aircraft carrier, that's still queued up. Direct missile attacks on foreign troops on American soil. These things are definitely queued up, probably for after the barley harvest, I'm thinking. Israeli jets launched two tactical nukes at the Fordow facility. As a matter of fact, I'm not absolutely sure that it's two. It could be more than that. Okay, at the Fordow, that's where Iran has their centrifuges. They also have another nuclear facility that they might attack as well. Libya launches a nuclear tip missile into Israel. That's the kickoff event, really, for the Saruman vision of 1979. Gog and Magog invasion causes 2 million people to die in Israel. However, keep in mind that in Ezekiel 38, verse 19, you have the great earthquake repeated, and it is the same great earthquake that kicks off the day of the Lord in Revelation 6, verse 12. So now we have harmony. We can harmonize date-wise and timeline-wise the Gog and Magog war and when the actual day of the Lord kicks off. And of course, you've got the sun turns black as sackcloth of hair. So there's your 3 days of darkness. The sky rolls up like a scroll. There's your nuclear bombs going off all over the place. Okay, the stars fall from the sky like a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. There's your aliens, your fallen angels being cast down to the earth, which aligns with the great dragon and his angels being cast down to the earth over in Revelation 12. And then we have the, during what causes that great earthquake is an asteroid slamming into the earth right off the coast of Puerto Rico into the Atlantic Ocean. Well, you know, that is captured in Revelation 12 too. It's echoed. Okay, so the second from the last and the last woman in Revelation 12, those are both the bride, but one of them is the barley harvest, the first of the last two. She's the barley harvest, but then the second of the last two is attacked by water. And I'm like going, water, what's this all about? I don't get this. And then I went back and said, oh, whoa. When that asteroid smashes into the Atlantic Ocean and throws a 1,000-foot tsunami up over the east coast of Babylon the Great, shakes the entire world, that it rocks to and fro like a drunkard, Isaiah 24, and who knows how many, I mean, what happens in the mess, you know, all over the world. I mean, the whole west coast of Africa, you name it. I mean, everything's going to get hit. The Canary Islands, La Palma volcanic mountain is going to collapse. It's going to be a double mega tsunami. All right, when you have that event, that's water taking out the woman. How many members of the Bride of Jesus Christ do you think are going to be a part of the 22 million that get wiped out on the East Coast of the United States? That's how it works. God takes, you know, it's all here in Isaiah 51. The righteous perish, but no one takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil. And then Psalm 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Oh, people don't like those. They like to do things like point at them and go, they must have done something wrong. Look, God took them out. Or, you know, or God let Satan do this or that or the other thing. So that's, you know, aren't people fun? Ah, it's just, hey, if you want to get denigrated, I can tell you, give you a list of places you can go. All right, and whatever you do, don't talk about any of this stuff. They'll chase you down the street with a pitchfork. Another one, several major United States cities are hit with ground-based nuclear bombs. Those include from Sister Terry Hill, Washington, D.C., New York City. What I did was I took lists from multiple people and I smushed them together. So it includes Washington, D.C., New York City, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Diego, San Francisco, Boston, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Denver, Houston, Dallas area, and then Phoenix. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So do we know? Has God changed it? Has he called an audible? What's going to happen? Is it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And this is captured in the TV series Jericho, which is still available for free on streaming TV. I think Freevee has it or something like that. I can't remember. Or maybe it's still on Netflix. I don't know. All right. Praise God. So we've got that dynamic. The several major cities being ground-based nukes, not missiles. All right. Then we got Russian, Chinese, North Korean attacks on American soil. Again, these particular prophecies are few and far between. Chuck Youngbrandt, I have his stuff up on Tribulation Now, tribulation-now.com or tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, one word. All right, one or more major cataclysmic events with global impact, cosmic and possibly earthbound. Again, it's hard to discern because you're getting them from different people and they all see it from a different perspective, and it's very difficult to be sure that they're the same event. Okay, that happened with Dr. O'Rourke, where he was taken into massive earthquakes on the west coast of the United States, and it sounded to me like they were separate earthquakes. One sounded like the Cascadia event, and another one sounded like it happened down in the San Diego area. Okay, and then there's this movie 10.1, I think it's called. I don't know if that's the name of it, but let me. Oh, my computer's just been running so slow. It's weird. It's this is fun. This is just. Johnny, just remind yourself, keep the hammer away from the computer. keep the hammer away from the computer because I'm going to bash it. No, I'm not. I'll have to find another way to take out my frustrations on it. All right. Praise God. So anyway, let's see here. Here's the apocalyptic pictures. Let me see if I can find the 10.1. There it is. Oh, my bad. No wonder. It's 10.5 is the name of the earthquake movie. And it's actually pretty good. Now, it isn't on the same level of San Andreas, but it is pretty good. And the way they call out FEMA and the way they don't tell anybody what's going to happen or likely to happen, because they'll all kill each other. They'll, you know, do like we do. All right. That's what happens at, you know, rock concerts all the time, you know, all around the world. Some kind of event happens. Somebody, you know, there's a shot of a gun in the background and people start just tromping on one another to get out of the facility. And there's this, you know, a bunch of people die. It's just terrible. But that's exactly how humans act. All right. So anyway, there's also a red sky. The skies turn red 24 hours prior to the meteor hitting the Atlantic and causing kicking off the Day of the Lord. You've got, of course, the meteor strike I just talked about that kicks off the Day of the Lord, Revelation 6:12, Ezekiel 38:19, and then double mega tsunami wipes out, boy, a whole lot, not just the United States, you know, all the way up into the tippity top of the Appalachian Mountains, but it can you imagine? What does it do to to Africa? What does it do to, you know, the Mediterranean? What does it do to the other side of the earth? The whole earth shakes violently. Brick buildings, stone buildings, concrete block buildings, they all come tumbling down. It's going to be bad. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So there's a quick recap of the things that we've been talking about on this program now for many, many years. And they're all going to come. And we already see it queued up. Praise God. But in all honesty, we've seen it queued up a really long time, which is fine. We're just going to have to be patient and not latch a hold on any one thing. And go, this is it. Because if God has taught us anything over the last 15 years, he has taught us that he's not in a hurry. He's not. Yes, we would all like to be out of here. Yes, we would all like to be an astronaut farmer and build ourselves a spaceship and get off this alien demon-infested rock. Hallelujah. No question about it. But we're stuck with it. So, like I was telling the delivery man yesterday at my front door, I said, find something that you would die for and live for it. Find something that you would die for and live for it. And there's only one thing that can be. His name is Jesus. Let's go into the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is me starving.
Game over.
All right. Praise God. So, kids, you ready to go through the news? I know. I know you guys want some jokes. So let me see. I don't know. The hour is going to burn away on me here, but I got a soft spot in my heart for you guys. How couldn't I? All right, kids. Why was the mother firefly so happy? Because all of her children were so bright. Her kids were bright. Okay. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Kids, what did the mother bullet say to the daddy bullet? We're going to have a baby. Oh, good grief. Of course, those were hunting bullets, of course. Not meant for any other reason, but to provide food. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Kids, Why is a computer so smart? Because it listens to its motherboard. Motherboard, come on, man. All right, I'll take it. Praise God. You guys ready to go through the show? You guys ready to listen to some scary stuff? Okay, it's not that scary. We don't have really scary stuff today, but, you know, it's all building up to the big event. And like that one, we'll call him a political pundit, had said, once the war starts with Iran, well, that is, by definition, World War III. I know, right? And it is something to be happy about. It's something to praise Jesus about because it's one more step to the barley harvest. Hallelujah. And I want to cover those things today, so hopefully I won't run out of time, but this might run into a two-hour program. Now, here's the cool thing. I just upgraded to a gig fiber, so I'll be able to get this stuff up faster. Now, to you, that may not mean anything, but to me, yay! So anyway, hallelujah to that. So on that note, let's go ahead and jump right into the news. Praise God. Starting out, I'm just going to randomly just dive head first right into it. And here we go. Terminator, molten steel-shaped robots. And this is not a joke. It is the real deal. Scientists create a robot that melts and reforms, just like the T-1000 from the Predator movie. A new shape-shifting robot from the University of California, Santa Barbara, can switch between solid and liquid states on command. Inspired by its embryonic cells, this breakthrough is a programmable micromaterial and is straight out of sci-fi. So, looks like I'm going to have to watch that movie again. But anyway, no, this is not a joke. This is actually happening, and it's happening now. Just remember the paradigm, and that is that whenever they announce it to us, they've already done it. So when they talk about quantum computer, quantum microchips, quantum microprocessors and stuff like that, and the prospect of building them into data centers, when they're talking about it, it's a pretty good bet they already have it. They already have it fully functional and operational. So anybody who thinks that there's time to be bought by the simple fact that they got to build all this stuff, I'd kind of toss that to the side. We're there. It's just a matter of, I don't know. I mean, it seems, I think it's a combination of two things. Our Heavenly Father wants to save as many souls as he can. And that's a fact. Praise God for that. That's awesome. And then the other thing is, we've got this, back and forth with Satan, this war between God and Satan. There was all kinds of back and forth with him all over the Old Testament. Moses getting put in a little basket as a baby and being floated down the river, all that kind of stuff. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So we got probably a lot of that kind of stuff going on too. And more. End times, biblical end times dynamics. Okay, changing up the game. Throwing people off the scent. I think is a big part of this, the things that we see happening around the world right now. We know what some of the big, we just talked about what some of the really big things are that we are expecting to happen. All right. But we don't know when. We don't know if they come before or after the barley harvest. We'll just go ahead and tredge through this because it is a rabbit hole that I could fall down into very, very fast. Next thing you know, I'm at this. I have to go to my birthday dinner with my daughter and my ex-wife, and that puts me on a little bit of a time crunch this morning. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, let's just go ahead and continue plowing through. Hallelujah. All right, Trump reverses the Mexico tariffs. Okay, so what happened was he instituted a 25% tariff on Canada. They're still fighting like cats and dogs. Then and this other entity that they put in charge of, he's worse. I don't even want to get into it. And then you've got the 25% tariff that was levied against Mexico. And then we had a $1 trillion plus dollar drop in the stock market's worth. Now, naturally, that's going to cause a lot of people that are very, very powerful in the United States and persuasive to dump on Trump, and he's going to be mud, which is exactly what he's been. He's been mud to a lot of very wealthy billionaires and other people, too. The people that are out of jobs. The people didn't see it coming. The federal judges that are pushing back and are telling you got to rehire these people. You got to rehire these people. The things that Donald Trump is trying to do are not going really well for him. Most of them are getting blocked, but most people don't find out about that unless you're paying attention. All right, so it's kind of a big old stalemate right now. A few things are getting done, yes. Things that he has, you know, unadulterated executive powers over, but that's about it. And a lot of those things that are happening where Doug is going in and shutting down entire agencies is backfiring on them because they're discovering after the fact that they fired a bunch of people that they need to give income tax returns, to write Social Security checks for the old folks. And they're all going, whoa, 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 we shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't get them back, get them back, get them back. So it's absolute pandemonium. It's absolutely crazy. All right, so all that kind of stuff is flip-flopping, 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 back and forth. One second it's going forward, next second it's not. And so we move forward. All right, breaking. Donald Trump has doubled down on his plan to expel Palestinians from Gaza despite the Arab League's offer of $53 billion to rebuild Gaza for the Palestinians. Trump has come out and said, nope, nope. My best friend Netanyahu has said that we are going to get rid of him. And so we're going to get rid of him. Let me tell you what's happening. We have forked tongue stuff happening. One second they'll say they're getting rid of him. Then they say they're going to leave him. Then they're going to get rid of him. Then they're going to leave him. Then they're going to... It's like boing, boing, boing. It's like a Super Bowl. Like I said before, like if you're in a small concrete room and you whip that Super Bowl, it's like that's how fast everything is changing. They're literally trying to manipulate people's mindset. And they're hoping that they can target a large percentage of the population because they want to keep everybody happy. They want everybody to think that it's the golden age for the United States. It's all good. Trump is saving. He was sent by God. Never mind that one of his lead pastors, I forget the guy's name, I'm not going to look it up, but there was somebody that ministered to Donald Trump directly, and supposedly this guy just got busted for having, you know, relationships with a 12-year-old. And he's supposedly some kind of a mega church pastor. So anyway, that's out there. You can search, just type on mega church pastor Trump 12-year-old, enter, and you will get the whole article on that if you want to track it down. I'm so sick of that stuff. It makes me want to Ralph. All right, next one up. Hallelujah. Breaking. Iran racing toward nuclear-grade uranium. All right, so this is something that we could all say, oh, that's been going on forever. And it has. Not to mention that we've been lied to. There have been representatives, which I'm not going to over-mention their names because I really don't want to have to deal with the penalties, but we know who they are. We know what's going on with AIPAC. We know, look, Senator Grassley, who's the only one who's not doesn't have an AIPAC handler, what are they doing? They're getting rid of him. It was Trump's order to get rid of him. Okay, he was like the hero to a lot of people. The one guy that stood his ground for the right, righteous and ethical way to run the government and to represent the people. But no, Trump comes out and says, we need to primary Massey, which basically means gang up on him when he's getting reelected so that they put somebody else in his place. We live in an extremely filthy, dark, bovine feet. Oh my gosh, it's horrible. But anyway, it's all part of the enjoyment of living in the end times. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The next headline up, thank you, Father. Iran racing toward bomb-grade uranium. We covered that. AI shape-shifting robots. We just talked about that. Thank you, Jesus. Some of these, when I see them. Oh, by the way, I know why I put that in the list. What I wanted to do was I didn't want to take the word of the person who posted that on Twitter. So I went out, and it turns out that there is a magazine known as SciTech Daily. SciTech Daily, one word. And at SciTechDaily.com, it says, there's a headline, it says, scientists just created shape-shifting robots that flow like liquid and harden like steel. So there you go. So I wanted to confirm that because it sounded a little way out there to me. And then I thought, wow, if this is really happening, we are so much further along than we realize. I mean, it kind of seems like the collecting of people for the FEMA camps, the stamping of their hands with the the microfilm microchip on their right hands, all of that stuff is going to happen really, really fast once the war goes hot. Once they start running B-52s over the top of Iran and it gets really bad, I think things are going to accelerate. It's just a guess. I couldn't possibly know. But I'm just saying it is my feeling that things will accelerate pretty quick because you got an allegiance. There are war packs that include Russia, that include North Korea, that include other countries as well. As a matter of fact, I watched a documentary on World War I and World War II, and one of the things that they said was a takeaway and was consistent with all world wars was it was the PACTS, P-A-C-T-S, the PACTS, the agreements, the treaties, like NATO, okay, those are the things that jettisons the world into a World War III. If it was just left to being one country, nothing would probably happen at all. All right, next one up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, breaking. The European Commission plans to take, get this, £10 trillion from the citizens of the European Union for defense. All right, so again, this is pretty horrible. And it actually, the headline that was republished on March 11th says European Commission to use 10 trillion euros of the citizens' savings over there in Europe for EU defense. The European Commission estimates the total level of unused savings of US or EU citizens from 10 trillion euros, and it intends to find ways to mobilize the money to finance its plans to militarize Europe and support the European military-industrial complex. Well, there you go. So, Europe is going to be the second behind China. There's a lot of stuff going on in Australia now, too. But it looks like the EU will be the second behind China in their ability to go in and just scoop up your money right out of your bank account. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trump is manipulating the stock market to drive things down. Now, I'm going to read this to you, but I don't really know if I believe it. I will read it to you, though. This person appears to be some kind of a financial expert with the stock market. Is his analysis accurate? Is he pointing to the right people? Are other people involved? Or is it just Trump? I don't think it's just Trump. I don't know who it is. I don't care who it is, but this is what this individual says. Trump is trying to crash the stock market at least 20%, causing a flight into treasuries. This will cause the Fed to slash interest rates so he can refinance the debt to nearly 0% and cause a deflationary spiral, which will lower the cost of everything. He also intends to use tariffs as an incentive for companies to build in the United States to avoid having to pay them. That's what Brazil's been doing that like forever. The tariffs and resulting global trade will also force American farmers to sell more of their goods here in the United States instead of sending them to other countries, which will directly lower the price of groceries in the United States. More than 94% of all stock is owned by just 8% of the United States population. Trump is literally taking money from the rich and giving it to the poor. This is why Trump is playing a game of hokey pokey with tariffs. One day he has 25% tariffs on Mexico, and the next day he doesn't. This is also this also makes extreme volatility in the markets, and a desperate need and demand to flee towards treasury bonds, which are much more stable. Interesting. So anyway, what does that mean to us? Is this stuff actually taking place? Was it Trump's idea to do it? I don't know. Is it, you know, there's a billion questions. Well, not a billion, probably about 30 questions we can all come up with. We put our minds together. Anyway, the next one up, praise God, here we go. All right. Iran to counter United States maximum pressure with maximum resistance, they say. So all this pressure for them to meet with people from the United States to bully them into doing things their way. We want you to allow us to, you know, do regular routine IAEA inspections on your centrifuge facilities again. And Iran, their Iranian leaders are going, wait a minute. When Donald Trump came into power back in 2017, the first thing he did was took billions of dollars away from us. How can we trust him? Okay. I'm pretty sure that door is not just shut. I think it's slammed, nailed, bolted shut. All right. And it's really kind of surprising that Putin wants or appears to want. See, here's the thing. Well, there's all this chat about them meeting, you know, Rubio, and, you know, they have met with Russia, but they didn't really accomplish much. They just talked about a few things. But at the end of the day, there really doesn't seem to be much positive momentum in stopping the Ukraine conflict. As a matter of fact, we see more often than not Zelensky reneging on rare earth minerals, reneging on this, reneging on that. Next thing you know, we've got all kinds of missiles flying into Odessa and different parts of the Ukraine that Russia has never attacked before. It's increasing, not decreasing, increasing. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. All right. So, okay. So this is another article on the CBDCs for Europe. That is just heartbreaking. I have friends over there and I don't want to see them get hit by it. Don't think they have an awful lot in their savings accounts, so they probably don't have much to worry about. Breaking. Russia rejects a U.S. proposal of an immediate ceasefire that Ukraine has accepted. The Russian chief negotiator, Yuri Ushakov, says the proposal is useless as it only mimics peace efforts. Turns out that Russia doesn't want to stop the killing is what they're saying here, which is a flat out lie. Russia has already laid out precisely what their conditions are. They're not giving up any of the land that they have taken. They have lost a lot of lives, and they have even said that they have more Russian speaking, true Russian people, lands that have not been taken over by the RF. They got to go get them. For 9 years, the Azov Nazi battalions were shelling and murdering little children, mothers, babies, you name it, all for 9 years, all across the Donbass. All right, praise God. So I just got to hold on just a second here. Praise Jesus. All right, next one up. Hey. There we go. Justin. Okay, so, Lavrov, Ukraine lies, no ceasefire. Okay, so basically, it's totally back and forth. Everybody pretty much, I think Zelensky, I'm pretty sure it's reasonable to say that Zelensky has an exceedingly clear, crystal clear, cocaine-induced understanding of what Russia expects. They're not getting any land back. Russia's going to take some more land because there's Russian-speaking people there. They know that the Russian-speaking people will be murdered, slaughtered, man, woman, and child. It'll be just as horrible as it is over in Syria where they're decapitating Christians and murdering entire families inside their own homes. It's going to be the same thing. So again, there never, in my personal opinion, there will never, ever, ever be a ceasefire because the both sides, you know, the Ukrainian side and the Russian side have, I think, reasonable demands that should be okay with the both of them, and they won't. And then, of course, you've got people in the EU and Macron from France and Starmer and everybody else out there that's going like, no, we can't let that happen. Russia will, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile and back and forth and back and forth. And it's nauseating. But that's all right. It's all part of the progression of getting out of here. I can hear the two wings of a great eagle, that blue, beautiful great eagle that's going to take us out of this alien demon infested containment zone, this hologram that we're trapped in with a gateway in the Orion Nebula. Can you loose the belts or bands of Orion? Can you guide Arcturus with her sons? Father, we can't. We just want to go through the bands of Orion and get out of here. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, it's just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Lavrov, Ukraine lies. There will be no ceasefire. They renege on all of their agreements. Then there's another one. That's my precious daughter. She's one of those people that doesn't put, I love her dearly, but she's one of those people that doesn't put a full thought into a text message. Do you have any friends and family that do that? In other words, if they said the whole thought, they would type four sentences and then they would hit send and you would get one notification. You would read the four sentences and the communication would be over. Not my daughter. Each sentence becomes a completely separate and autonomous thought. What that means is when she sends me a text, I can expect at least four additional messages, sometimes many more, and an acknowledgement at the end. So once we come to a full agreement on everything that's going to, oh yeah, we're going to meet at 12 noon. Yes, I'll see you there. Don't, oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, have a great day. But then you need that final, she's like a TCP/IP stack for any of you techies out there. SYN, SYNAC, ACK, PUSHAC, 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 PUSHAC. You know, FIN, you know, it's like she has to send the FIN packet. She has to send that packet that says the conversation is officially over. So let's see what she said here. Yep, she says, yep, no complaints here. All right, praise God. So that's her way of signing off. All right, so we'll continue onward. Lavrov, again, it's just back and forth. I have so many headlines of the backs and forths between Ukraine and it's almost always Lavrov. All right. Oh, here's an interesting headline. Breaking news. Iran and Belarus signed a comprehensive defense cooperation agreement. Belarus, now listen to this. It's not just Russia. Now it's Belarus. Don't get me going on what they got, you know, what Iran has going on with Turkey. Folks, these things are, these are deadly serious. These defense cooperation agreements are deadly serious. So we got North Korea, Russia, Belarus, probably Turkey, although we might not know about it. So things are, you know, plowing forward. If this was a, I'm not going to use that analogy. Poop on it. I was going to use another football analogy, but I've used those all. I'm not going to do anymore. All right. Listen to this. This is very interesting. This is Judge Napolitano and Salente, and they are talking about, that Trump is starting to sound like a Biden-Newland combination on the Ukraine. Let's listen to this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go.
I don't know what Biden was thinking, and I don't know what Trump is thinking. He's continuing the sanctions. Now he's reopened up the pipeline of military equipment back to Kyiv. Now he sent U.S. intel back to Kyiv. Now he is resuming the Victoria Nuland Tony Blinken orchestrated, let's use Ukraine as a battering ram with which to coerce Vladimir Putin. It's absurd, it's wrong, and it's contrary to everything he promised he would do.
Well, what do you know? Way to go, Judge Napolitano! You know, I have a lot of respect for people who say it like it is. Because hardly anybody is. And everybody's got these biases. I could literally go through the most significant political influencers and radio talk show hosts like Napolitano. And I wouldn't want to do it. You know, I could do it. The pros and the cons, what they do, what they don't, what they shouldn't do, but they do. I don't want to do it because it's disheartening. It's disheartening to see people turncoat. and they're turncoating. And when someone doesn't turncoat and they say it exactly as it is, the rest of us who have at least an IQ above 50 are easily seeing what is going on out there. And it is nothing like what Trump said he was going to do. Just like Napolitano just said. It's true. All right, so I tip my hat to you, Napolitano and Salente, for coming out and doing that particular program, because you told the truth. All right, Trump says the European Union must remove all of its tariffs that they have placed on American whiskey by April 1st in response to the metal tariffs that we levied against the European Union. So they're, it's like, come on, put them up. What cartoon was that from? Put them up, I say. Put them up. Anyway, it's not Foghorn Leghorn, was it? I say, boy, stop listening to that. Trump says, okay, here's one that's marked as play. And I know which one this is, and it's actually very true.
Is so deep inside of this federal government, even if we have the rot is so deep inside of this federal government, even if we have the most committed Trump administration we've ever had in this country, I'm still not sure they will be capable of cleaning it out in 4 years. But just know the cuts must be very, very deep, and they must do things that are going to shock you. These people have to go to prison. If they are not sent to prison, retirement's not near enough. If they are not sent to prison, then we're just going to get another Democrat in there at some point in time who's going to do all the same things, if not worse, and the communists inside of the government will do it without fear. If government people do not go to prison, we cannot save the United States of America. I don't care how secure the border is, how good inflation gets, how low taxes are, we cannot save the United States of America without government people going to prison. Once your government has become an evil criminal organization the way ours are, well, the only way out of that is sending criminals to prison. You can't break up the American mafia without sending mobsters to prison, and you can't save the United States of America without sending FBI agents to prison.
Well, there you have it. You think he's right? And that's rhetorical, by the way. Okay, so over the hour at this point, so I do want to mow through the last few of these, and also I want to do a program, but I don't know when, probably sometime next week, to review the David Doetry vision, the other vision that saw the blue object up in the sky, read a little bit of scripture to kind of support it, and then also the Pastor Sory Park, where he met with Jesus, and Jesus said, NASA is going to come on the TVs of everybody worldwide and tell everyone that the aliens took them. Well, guess what? That has to be before the double mega tsunami, because there isn't going to be a NASA after that. Get it? So that confirms once again that the barley harvest is real, and we are getting closer and closer. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So the next one up is United States bases in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Oh, yeah, and don't forget Bahrain, are put on full state of alert after assisting the U.S. strikes in Yemen. So there was a massive attack against Yemen over the last couple of days. I think it's still kind of going on. There was a Yemenese attack against a carrier, which, of course, doesn't go over well, with Central Command, which is right down the road from my house. Now, when I say right down the road from my house, it's probably more like a 25-minute drive. But it's whatever. It's MacDill Air Force Base. That's where Central Command is located. Praise God. All right. So, thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Lavrov comes out and he says, immediately stop using force on the Houthis. So Lavrov has come forward and said, United States of America, stop it! Now, see, the whole concept there is that Iran is giving Yemen the money to build all the missiles, to do all the things that they're doing. You get it? So there you got that proxy war going on where Iran is the military industrial complex for Yemen. So, of course, that means Central Command sees that as a legitimate target. But Lavrov of the Russian Federation says, knock it off! Oh, so what we're starting to see are those agreements kicking in. Why would Lavrov give a furry bunny's hiney? Okay, it just reminds me of stuff that Jonathan Gleick used to say that cracked me up. But really, when you think about it, why would it be a big deal to him? Unless they had an agreement. Now, it has a direct effect on the population of Russia. Changes everything, doesn't it? Okay, so now we have Trump's signing what's known as the Alien Enemies Act. This was from 1798 originally, I believe. No, yeah, 1798 circa. All right, and it's the invocation of the Alien Enemies Act regarding the invasion of the United States by Trendaruga or whatever. Now, at the end of the day, oh, wow, that was signed on March 15th, my birthday. Ides of March. Ooh, the Ides of March. What does that mean? There must be a secret meaning behind this. That was when they, you know, planned on taking out Julius Caesar. It's all connecting. Orthodox Jewish guy in a big furry hat admits that October 7th was an Israeli setup. But we already know that. Okay, can I play this? Yes, I can play it. I'll go ahead. Here he goes. Hold on.
What happened on October 7th, everyone knows. What happened on October 7th was an Israeli setup. Everyone knows.
What? Look at him smile.
It was an Israeli setup. Everyone knows.
That would be an Orthodox Jewish gentleman. And I feel very, very sorry for the God's true Semites, you know, the Jews that are not part of the synagogue of Satan, and I pray for them. And I hope that their souls will be saved. And I hope that we all take the time to pray for everybody that's being hurt out there. You know, we watch from afar, from across an ocean, families of Christians being beheaded, not only in Goma Town with Pipes International, where they spend most of their time, but also in Syria and other places in the world. And now all the population of the United States, or at least the military and politically affiliated personnel, have been asked to leave the Sudan. Did you know that the Sudan was one of the five countries mentioned by General Wesley Clark? Well, they're now moving people out of that because it's on a war footing right now. It's not looking good. It's heading into the pit, and guess what? Prime for the picking. So we'll see what happens, how this stuff unfolds, and how long it takes, because we just don't know. All right, praise God. So hang in there and keep punching your way through all this stuff. All right. So again, United States staff has been ordered out of the Sudan. Also, a federal judge is preparing to block Donald Trump's new order, which was Alien Enemies Act. Now, that Alien Enemies Act allows Trump and ICE and all the bureaus that are, you know, bureaucracies or whatever that are trying to do what they're trying to do with illegal immigration. It blocks that. By opening up the Alien Enemies Act, it gives special powers. That was the same act, by the way, that horrifically imprisoned in prison camps like Auschwitz, except I guess there wasn't any really horrible things happening, but still horrible to be in prison, to lose your home, to lose your everything. You lose everything. And they did it to the Japanese during World War II. They did it to the German people that were German-speaking people in the United States during World War II. They also did it during World War I. This is some pretty serious stuff here. It's pretty horrible. I don't even want to think about it. I think about the J6ers and how they were tossed in and the situation they were and imprisoned. They lost everything. They need to get paid reparations in the millions. In my opinion, by the time this is said and done, if they don't, if they're not all millionaires, this country has stuck them in the back with a chainsaw. That's just wrong. Anyway, so much for that. All right, so praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We are on the 16th of the third month. And it has, oh, and one more thing. Larry Fink has warned, we all like him, right? Larry Fink has warned President Trump that mass deportations could severely impact the United States workforce. Wondering who's going to pick all the fruits and vegetables. But of course, I'm sure Larry Fink is not the only one that has asked that question. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that this will motivate people for the days that we're in, that we will all draw in closer to the secret place of the Most High each day, seeking you with all of our heart. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus, and we cannot wait to be in your presence. Thank you. Amen.
Give heed to what I say.